And now on Money News, the market wrap. Thanks to Commander, helping your business go faster, faster.
With all the results out, I want to turn to Scott Phillips from Motley Fool. Scott, we've got a short amount of time, but let's go through some of the companies today. AMP, we spoke about them early. Those shares really tanked off the back of that result.
Ross, good evening. Yeah, it was a terrible result. Profit down 97%, as you've covered. This is really a business that hasn't yet found its base. It says it's going to lose another $4 billion worth of funds under management in this coming quarter. So the pain is still to come. Investors really just deserting the stock today. It's shares down almost 10%.
Down almost 10%, 7.3%. Telstra shares. We'll speak with the boss, Andy Penn, coming down. Shares down 2%, 7 cents, $3.14 today.
Yeah, that'll be a fascinating conversation, Ross. Andy Penn really saying, look, short-term, more pain to come. The results were pretty ordinary, quite frankly, and investors are holding out hope that 5G will be the salvation for the company. I think they might just be right, but it very much now hinges on exactly that. Penn's own career, frankly, at Telstra, and the Telstra share price is all about whether it can get 5G up and running, profitable, take some market share, not only off its competitors, but also take some customers back from the NBN and get them to use 5G wireless. If they can do that, the shares are probably cheap. If they can't, there's more pain to come. It's going to be a really tough one for Andy Penn to navigate.
There were two stars of the show today. One of them is a name that every one of us knows, Breville. Astonishing. Shares up 18%, $2.15, $14.09.
Yeah, for all the concern about the economy, and of course we know it's both a US story and an Australian story, Breville doing an amazing job. This is one of those old economy names. You'd be excused for saying, look, it was had its heyday in the 70s and 80s. It has just ridden wave after wave. The juice kind of craze was the last one. It's finding really great ways of partnering with
coffee is the big thing at the moment for them, and they've gone into Europe. They've gone all over the place. So we say we can't actually create a business that goes around the world. That's one of them. The other one was Cleanaway. It shares up by 13% today, 25.5 cents, $2.20. So there are some good stories out there right now, Scott.
There really are. Important to focus on those. The ultimate defensive stock, Cleanaway, a really, really strong result. The old Trans-Pacific people might know it as a really strong result from both those businesses.
There you go. Scott Phillips from Motley Fool. Great to have your time in the program.